You're listening to Classical Mornings here at the New Classical FM. I'm Mike Duncan. Co-host Gene Stillwell returns on Monday. And you know what? This is pretty cool stuff. Because the other night, on the 30th, at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts, it was the Canadian Opera Company's 9th annual Ensemble Studio Competition. And we are very lucky to have the winner of that, plus the winner of the Audience Choice Award, Canadian-American soprano Midori Marsh. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much.
Holy cow. You won both. Boom.
I know.
Okay, let's go back and let's start. How does all this come about? How do you become a member of this competition?
Okay, so...
Oh my I could gosh. Go back farther.
I know. It's like those wavy lines. It's
exactly.
Like, it all started. Doo-loo-loo.
I was 3 years old. I wanted to sing.
I know. Let's not. I think I won't go back that far.
Right.
At the end of the summer, I made some recordings.
Mm-hmm.
I turned in those recordings.
Right.
I got a live audition, which I was so nervous for.
Really?
I went. Yes, I did my live audition. I did mess up the words in a song. And I thought, well, great. That's that. And then I got an email. It said confidential at the top.
Nice.
And I read it. I read that I was in the competition. I did hyperventilate. And, you know, the rest
wow.
is history.
Wow. I mean, well, obviously that speaks to the quality of your voice. I mean, you know, they're not hiring me because I'm messing up the words of songs. That's incredible. Okay. And so there you are. There were, correct me if I'm wrong, 109?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And how many are in the final? Is it 8 or
it was 7 of
seven.
Us.
7.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It's very exciting.
That's very, okay. So, there you are. You're part of the final 7. How do you go about choosing what you're going to sing? What are you going to wow them with? I mean, is there a lot of I imagine you put a lot of thought into that.
Actually,
no.
I presented them my package of arias, mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, wrapped in a ribbon, tied in a bow.
Of course.
At my audition.
Uh-huh.
And then they selected 2 pieces and they sort of suggested, they were like, we think it would be good for you to sing these pieces.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a you must do this
right,
thing,
right,
but
right.
I agreed. I loved the pieces they suggested. And so mm-hmm. I ended up doing those. The one I sang in the closed round is a piece I've known for years. I think I could sing it while I was asleep. The Mozart, I sang De Vieni.
Oh, nice.
And then in the open round, I sang Quel Guardo, which is a much newer piece.
Mm-hmm.
So it still has that scary new feeling a little bit, it has that new sparkle.
That's amazing. How would you describe, I wish my co-host Gene, who's an opera singer, was here, but how would you describe your voice?
Oh my gosh.
Besides excellent.
It's so hard to tell because it's coming out of me. And
right.
we get told all the time, don't listen to yourself, don't listen to yourself. Because mm-hmm. as soon as you are listening to yourself, you're not giving your best to the audience.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's listening is so internal when it's your own voice. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you do that, you're kind of pulling the voice back into your own head
right.
to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think... I don't know, even with talking, with singing, my voice is important to me. It
mm-hmm.
it helps me connect, you know,
right.
no matter the sound or what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love talking to people. I love singing for people and performing for people. I think it's a connector.
That's amazing. That's a very good way to put it. I mean, because you're coming off as quite the connector right now. I got to say, I haven't seen this much enthusiasm from a singer.
Oh, my gosh. And it's before 10 a.m.
I know, right? That's the crazy thing about it. So you win, you've won, $5,000. Is that correct?
Yes. Plus $2,000 for the audience choice prize.
Nice. And you now enter into the ensemble studio of the COC.
Well, nothing set in stone yet.
Oh?
No, but that's my dream.
Uh-huh.
And we'll know within the next few weeks the set list of people.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not guaranteed, even though you've won this.
No, but isn't that so exciting?
Well, I mean, it keeps you on your toes, I guess.
And it's exciting, too, because you don't have to place to get offered a spot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, even being in the competition, you mm-hmm. know.
Did you know the people that you were competing against?
I knew, well, it's a very small world, this classical world. Music world.
Sure.
I knew Alex Halliday, of course. We go to school together currently.
Okay.
And he is my Figaro in Le Nozze di Figaro at U of T.
Nice.
We'll be doing that show together. A little plug there.
Exactly. Get your tickets now.
November 21st through the 24th. You can see either cast. They're amazing. But we're the 22nd and the 24th. Is this totally shameless?
Oh, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, I didn't even have to buy ad time. So I knew Alex. I knew Marcel d'Entremont. Mm-hmm. We did Banff together this past summer with Against the Grain Theater. That was...
Oh, you were part of that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was really fun. Oh my gosh. Who else did I know? I had heard so many people had gone to U of T.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard oh, this person's amazing. Oh, this person's so nice. You know, you'll love listening to this person. Yeah, it was...
So they were at least known to you.
Yes, and it was exciting to finally get in a room with everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I knew Brendan Friesen because we had some friends who overlapped at U of T, so we had just, seen each other around.
Is it difficult? I mean, I know it is a very small circle of people, but is it difficult going into a competition against people you know? Or are you kind of ruthless?
I think it can be.
Yeah.
You know, but... You know, it's like that America's Next Top Model, like, I'm not here to make friends thing, you know? The thing is about the classical music world that actually the odds of you working with that person again versus never seeing them again, it's much more likely that you will see that person again. Mm-hmm. I think they're looking for what they're looking for. All you can do is go out and do your best. And the people around you, those are your colleagues. Those are your coworkers. No reason to be... catty with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you succeed, that's your success. If they succeed, that's their success. It doesn't take anything away from you because it's just kind of a crapshoot, honestly, you know, what people are looking for. So I think everyone was amazing and I'm sure I'll see them again. I'm sure I'll work with all those people again and I look forward to it because we had a lot of fun.
Including at the U of T production of Mozart, which is coming up.
Again, those dates are...
So, you're at U of T. What year are you in?
I'm in the second year of my master's degree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what, obviously, you're continuing studies, but what else is on the horizon for you?
Oh, my gosh. Can I even see past Figaro? It's
totally,
I'm going to stage after this, but it's totally taking up my entire headspace. What is next? We do three full shows a year. So, we do... the fall show, and then in January we actually do a show that's written by students at U of T.
Oh.
It gets written by them for us, for our voices, and then we throw that sucker together in 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like we run around like chickens with our heads cut off, and then it's always so fun. And then we're going to do a show in the spring, and then we get to take a fun trip to New York City.
Oh, nice.
And then it'll be the summer. I'm still in the middle of looking at summer programs. Honestly, this whole COC thing took up so much headspace for so many weeks, and now I'm looking around, I'm back to reality. I'm like, the chips have fallen. I'm like, what's happening? The dust is settling. Where am I?
Well, I have a really good feeling that things are going to work out really well for you. I really do. You have the right
attitude. I appreciate
that. You have the right attitude, and I want to thank you so much for coming in today, and super congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On winning this competition.
It was honestly such a dream. And everybody's been so nice.
Well, that's good. You don't want people to be mean to you or anything like that. I've been speaking to Canadian-American soprano Midori Marsh. She took home first prize and the Audience Choice Award for the Canadian Opera Company's 9th annual Ensemble Studio Competition. This was a couple of nights ago on the 30th at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts. Remember this name, Midori Marsh, because I think you're going to hear a lot more of it in the future.